This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
Got Malcolm Miggy Harris joining me in studio. How we doing, sir?
Gino, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for stopping by, keeping
Thanks
us up to date on all things sports. Big, big weekend just went by.
Yeah.
Let's do a little bit of a recap. I know there's lots of sports happening.
Definitely. I'm a bit sad because I'm a Tennessee Vol through and through.
Yeah.
Dropped that game to Oklahoma, unfortunately. John Mateer, it was just too much for the Tennessee Vol. So now Tennessee is officially out of contention for the college football playoff. But there's always next year, and there's always basketball season, which kicked off last night. Arizona defeated the defending national champions, the Florida Gators. It's always a good day when the Florida Gators lose.
Okay.
Arizona, they came in and absolutely just decimated the Florida Gators in the second half. It was a great basketball game. Watched it from start to finish. It was awesome. In terms of rest of college football, what to expect, there's no clear favorite for the Heisman Trophy. Heisman Trophy.
Kinda cool, though.
Yeah,
right?
It's really cool. It's like a photo finish. I mean, for our listeners that don't know, it's the most prestigious award that you can win in college football. There's not a clear favorite. Julian Sand, supposedly the quarterback of Ohio State, is getting the nod. Bryce Love, the running back at Notre Dame, is getting some love. Ty Simpson, the quarterback at Alabama, is getting some love. So, with a month left, this is the most wide open this race has ever been.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that'll be like you said, photo finish. It's kind of a big deal to be able to kind of wait for the end to see how it's all going to turn out.
Speaking of photo finish, in Hollywood, there's some photo finishes. And there was a Hollywood type of trade today in the NFL. Sauce Gardner, that's a name that a lot of NFL fans know, is a star cornerback for the New York Jets. He was traded to the 7-1 red-hot Indianapolis Colts for not one, but two future first-round picks. It's unprecedented in today's NFL, meaning the Irsay family, led by the late Jim Irsay's daughter, is going to be all in on winning a Super Bowl right now with this Jim.
Wow.
Crazy stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then also a story. Quinnen Williams was also traded to the Dallas Cowboys. One of the best defensive tackles in football officially is now a Cowboy. So a lot happening in the NFL. If I'm a Jets fan, I'm crying, but also excited about the future. But I lost some great guys today.
Okay. All right.
So I know people are tired of hearing it, but Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts.
I was going to say, we need to
Dodgers.
Talk about, at least touch on that.
Dude, they are a machine, and it's just getting started. Right. When you think about how many players that the Dodgers have, they beat, of course, the Toronto Blue Jays in 7 games. Mm-hmm. It was kind of funny. I don't know if you saw this, but Drake and Kendrick, it was like this thing with Drake being in Toronto and vice versa. It's like, hey, West Coast strikes again, man. So it's nuts, and I think they're going to be reloaded and ready for a three-peat, and that's really hard to do in baseball.
And did you see the whole story? There was a reporter that came out basically after they won. He was saying, I don't know if he was from Toronto or if he was from L.A. or whatever the case may be. He was covering the story, and at the bottom line, he said, the wrong team won the series.
Yeah.
He's like, the better team did not win this time around. It went for all kinds of headlines. You agree with that?
I do, because Toronto really played well. I mean, if it wasn't for George Springer having knee issues, of course, Vlad Guerrero was absolutely the best player in this series. I mean, Bichette, like, there's so many different pieces from that Toronto team that just did so well. Mookie Betts really didn't do much in this series. Freddie Freeman was ice cold. Teoscar Hernandez was ice cold. Shohei had a game, but it just really wasn't the best team that won. But the best teams figure out how to win,
That's
and the Dodgers
it.
Did just that.
That's it. So. It's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
It is, definitely, man. There's a story real quick for our listeners. Apparently, Tom Brady cloned his dog.
All right. What?
Yeah, so I saw this, and I'm going to read it to you, man.
Yeah,
so Brady made the announcement the same day as this venture capital-backed biotech startup made an acquisition of an animal cloning firm. So apparently, Brady paid for his dog to be cloned that passed away due to like some scientific revelation. I definitely want to look more into the story, but guys, like, we're evolving
I mean, did they clone a sheep at one point? Remember, that was years ago. There was I think it was Dolly the sheep or something like that that was cloned.
It is
and now
crazy.
Brady's getting his dog cloned.
It is wild. Yeah, I mean, apparently it's a pit bull mix and was adopted by Brady and the former wife Giselle. They divorced in 2022. The dog died in 2023 and now kind of cloned genetically the makeup of that dog. I don't know how that's possible, but if somebody can make it happen, it's Tom Brady.
That's
he can make
it. I mean, if he's got some stuff going on. All right, well, we'll make sure to share that story to our Facebook page so people can check that out, because that one seems a little wild. Facebook.com/It's96. Malcolm, thanks for stopping by today. Greatly appreciated,
of course, Gino.
How's the podcast going? You guys are up and going?
Up and running, man. We just dropped our latest episode, actually today, covering all things that happened previously in college football. So definitely check it out at Chatted Up Sports for all the latest stuff happening in the sports world.
That's right. You can always link up, too, at hits96.com for the Chatted Up Sports Minute, Tuesdays and Thursdays right here on Hits 96. Miggy, thanks so much.
Of course.
It's Hits 96.